Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I do apologize. We was having a slight technical difficulty coming on the air, but thank God we are on now. But once again, you are tuned to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. On tonight, which is Thursday night, Thursday, May the 9th, 2019, we will be hearing again from Pastor Eric Morphis very shortly. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word once again on tonight. As we always do, I'm asking all the listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he get ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. And why do we ask you to do this? Because we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted, or to even think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself in God's word. So get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with him as he get ready to go into God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God who can hear. And not only can he hear, but he can answer all of our prayers at the same time. What an awesome, mighty God we serve on tonight. He is worthy to be praised. And Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory. We come to give you honor and praise for who you are. We bless your name again on tonight, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. And Father, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You never slumber nor sleep. So now, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Because your word lets us know that we all fall short of your glory and we all sin. So we thank you for the advocate, your son, Jesus Christ, who is our advocate, who comes to wipe away and cleanse us all from our sins and our transgressions through the shedding of his blood on the cross. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your son, Jesus Christ, and his great love for you. Not only his love for you, but his love for mankind, that he gave his own life. He paid our sin debt with his blood, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So we just say, thank you, Jesus, for the shedding of your blood, for the remission of sins on tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, also Pastor Eric Morphis and his family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word all over the land. You know who we are and where we are. So we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions once again on tonight, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, so that we will be able to continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purpose and purposes in the earth individually and as a corporate body of believers for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we now come asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight, those that are dealing with PTSD or disorders, those that are thinking about or contemplating suicide, and those that are dealing with mental disorders. We ask that you be moved by your spirit, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are the healer. You are the chief physician that has never lost a patient. So we know that you're able. You're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even today. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver and set your people free. In Jesus' name, we pray. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. I lift up the entire Blackwell family and the loss of their mother, Ruby Blackwell. We not only that family, but those that have lost loved ones in the latest mass shooting at the school again. We ask, Lord, that you will move by your spirit. Comfort those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we pray and ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will move by your spirit over the airways through your word on tonight. That should there be any listener who is not saved in your son Jesus' name on tonight, that your word will go forth with power to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Lord, that you would help us to decrease so that you would increase in us, that you would be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are believing and touching and agreeing with this prayer also said amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought, we always have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, trust God through life's process. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, trust God through life's process. So we thank God for the spiritual food for thought on tonight. I think someone needed to hear that word on tonight. And not only are these spiritual food for thought for the listeners, but they're also for me as well. So we pray that someone has received that word on tonight through the spiritual food for thought. Once again, trust God, not man, not yourself. Trust God through life's process. I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to receive God's word very shortly. But I have an announcement that I would like to make once again for the new listeners, because God is blessing this worldwide ministry and this platform. It is really growing, and we have a lot of new listeners. So I want to let you all know, if you have your pens and paper ready, please write down this following information. God has opened new doors for others to be able to have shows up under this platform. And I would like for you to write these down so that you can tune in and be blessed by them as well as they deliver God's word through their shows. The first one is titled Theologically Speaking with host Jose and Danielle Dorsey. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Once again, Theologically Speaking with host, husband and wife team, Jose and Danielle Dorsey. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Clinically Speaking. This is a woman of God, a psychologist, and she always applies the word of God to each situation dealing with her patients. And that's what I love about her and her show. So her show is titled Clinically Speaking with psychologist host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then finally, we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. His show was on tonight at 6:30 to 7 this evening. But his show airs each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have Pastor Eric Morphis. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located here in Warren, Michigan. He comes forth bringing God's word on my show each and every second Thursday night, which starts at 8 p.m. Then we have Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. His show airs each and every third and fourth Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on this show. And then finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He comes forth bringing God's word each and every first and second Saturday on this show, which starts again at from 8 to 9 p.m. Deacon Marvin Cox always shares with us inspirational poems first. And he always deliver a powerful word from the Lord. So I pray that you have written down this information so that you can tune into these other shows and hosts and be blessed by them and through God's word that he brings to them to deliver to his people over this worldwide platform. So right now I'm so excited to be able to bring forth once again who's going to deliver God's word. Pastor Eric Morphis. Again, he is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He is going to be bringing forth the word and following the message. Do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet, because he's going to be sharing with the worldwide listeners another song and ministry in song after he concludes with the message on tonight. So you want to be blessed by that song as well. So now I present to you Pastor Eric Morphis.
God bless you. God bless you to everyone, to you, Brother James, for such a powerful and anointed show, and I'm so glad to be part of this, amen, outpouring over the internet and over the many different avenues in which the Word of God is reaching the masses. And I thank God for all that is connected tonight. And tonight, you have a divine assignment and a divine appointment to be here. You're not here by accident or happenstance, but you're here by divine appointment on tonight. And I just want to share some things with you that will launch you and propel you into your purpose and destiny. And I believe that the Word of God always comes to equip and to empower us so that we can fulfill our destiny and manifest our true identity and nature in Christ. And one of the things that I want to leave with you tonight, and I believe that the Lord is saying right now, is that he wants us to guard our heart. Because right now, it's a heart thing. As a believer, as a Christian, as you follow God, it's your heart that makes you ineligible to move to the next level in your destiny and your purpose. It's a heart thing. And the Lord wants us to guard our heart. And tonight we want to talk about the root of bitterness. Because when we understand the root of bitterness, we're not talking in the areas of unforgiveness. And we know that unforgiveness, yes, can be a part of that, can be a part of that bitterness. But tonight we want to talk about the bitterness of selfish ambition and selfish promotion. Amen. Jesus said this, and before we go to our scripture in the book of Hebrews, we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to center around verse 15. But Jesus says something very powerful in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. He said, I come not to send peace on the earth, but I come to send a sword. And understand that this sword that Jesus was speaking about, it's an apostolic sword. It's a sword of preaching. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's the sword of the Word of God that comes to divide flesh from spirit. It's the word that will penetrate us, and it will divide that which is flesh, and which will divide that which is spirit. Because we know that those who walk in the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, amen, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. It's the righteousness of God that we pursue after. The kingdom of God is joy, peace, and righteousness. Amen. And so tonight, Jesus talks about an apostolic sword to divide the flesh from spirit. And sadly, in the church of today, there's a lot of flesh. There's a lot of flesh that's camouflaging itself as spirit. Amen. But we know that the spirit bringeth truth. The spirit bringeth life. Amen. The spirit brings freedom. It does not bring bondage. It does not bring confinement. Amen. It brings liberty in Christ. Amen. So tonight we want to talk about the root of bitterness in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. If you have your Bibles, let's turn there if you will. And in verse 15 it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. It's look intently, look with purpose, look for an outcome, look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Beloved, let me tell you that the grace of God, amen, is given unto us, and it's given for us on our behalf. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, but it's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. See, not only does grace save us, beloved, but grace empowers us to live in grace. Amen. Can you hear that tonight? Grace empowers us to live the life, to fulfill all that God has for us. You remember there was a great persecution going on in the church in the book of Acts, and it started with the stoning of Stephen in Acts chapter 8, and it talks about that there was threatenings and there was assaults against the church. Many were persecuted, many were harmed and arrested. They have experienced all these catastrophic things against them, but you know the Bible says that even in the midst of the persecution of the church, even in the midst of the trial, the testing, the calamities, all that they were experiencing, it said, and the word of God grew mightily. Amen. And then the Bible says that great grace was upon them all, and they went everywhere preaching the word of God. Grace empowers us tonight to live a victorious life that Jesus talks about. Amen. He talks about the abundant life. Amen. It is the grace. And he says, let us look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Beloved, you have to activate the grace of God in your life to empower you to do the supernatural, to do the things that you naturally cannot do, to say the things that you naturally cannot say. Grace empowers us, and it also saves us. Amen? Amen. Now, notice what it says here. This is a very sobering statement that he makes in the next verse, in the next clause of that verse. And he says, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many are defiled. Now, let me say this, beloved. There is a perversion in ministry because we have now allowed selfish ambition to motivate us to think that we need a title in order for God to use us. Did you hear that? There's a perversion in ministry that we think that we need a title for God to use us. But what I want you to understand tonight, that God called everyone in his church, and God uses everyone in his church. And his church is in Jesus Christ and built upon Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. He said, upon this rock I will build my ecclesia. I will build my church, my called out one. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Amen. You are called and chosen to develop in the things of God. Where the root of bitterness comes in, beloved, is we began to take our eyes off the prize and began to look and to see what everybody else is doing, what God is doing in somebody else's life. Instead of focusing on what God has set before us, that we may run the race with patience. And this is what caused selfish ambition and selfish glorification comes into our lives. It's where self-exaltation will come in and spring up in our lives and cause trouble. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 1, he says, let not your heart be troubled. In other words, don't let trouble trouble you. Let not your heart be troubled. And the reason why he said, let not our heart be troubled, is because we have the authority and the power to regulate what enters our heart. And he says, let, which means that nothing can trouble you, beloved, unless you allow it to. Amen. You have authority and you have power as a believer in the Lord. This is your right. This is your divine inheritance, that you have authority and power. Well, where did this authority and power come from? Well, very simply, the Bible says, and you shall receive power and authority after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. It's the Holy Spirit in you. It's the greater one on the inside of you, co-laboring with you, and he's causing you to live victoriously if you will allow him to lead you. He will keep your heart from being troubled. Amen. This comes from thinking that God has somehow forgotten about me or God has put me on delay. But see, what you need to understand that while you are waiting for the promises of God, God is preparing you for the promise. Amen. That you will not be troubled, that you will not be defiled by selfish ambition and self-exertation to allow yourselves to be corrupted with the fleshly mindset that tries to gravitate. It's the killing of the ego, the need to lead, the need to be important, the need to stand out. The Bible says that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God, he will exalt us in due time. See, the root of bitterness is not confined to unforgiveness, because it tells us in the next verse that it says that Esau allowed himself to be defiled, allowed himself to be troubled because he did not guard his heart. And the Bible says that he sold the precious gift of God, the birthright, to satisfy a temporary hunger. And the Bible says that even though he even sought it with tears later, yet he was denied and rejected. You see, it's not in our emotions that moves God, people. It's faith that moves God. It's faith that gets his attention. Hebrews 11:6 says this, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him." He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Yes, God has given us things by his grace, but he is also a rewarder to those who seek and shall find, amen, who knock and the door shall be opened. Act and it shall be given. He's looking for those tonight who will go the extra mile, those who will not take no for an answer, praise God, those who will not allow a closed door to stop them in their purpose. But God is saying, I will reward you when you step outside the confines of your flesh and walk and live and pray and in the spirit, and you shall see miraculous things take place in your life, says the Lord. You will see breakthroughs like never before, and your breakthrough will be greater than what you've been through tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Esau allowed his flesh to rob him of his eternal inheritance. Esau, who was embraced by the spirit of jealousy because Jacob was loved, and Esau, the Bible says, was hated, sold his birthright. The moment that we began to take our eyes of what God has said and done and is doing in our lives, we'll begin to be focused on what God is doing in someone else's life. You see, the trouble, beloved, is not with the fruit. The fruit is not your trouble. It's the root that's the trouble. It's the origin. It's the source. And we know that the root of bitterness is the spirit of jealousy and envying. The spirit of jealousy and envying. The spirit of jealousy will drive a man to kill his brother because his worship was not accepted because it was given in the flesh. Cain killed his brother Abel because of jealousy, the root of bitterness. And see, the root of bitterness must be attacked, and it must be dealt with in our lives, because we will find ourselves to be in a competitive mode with our brother and our sister. You see, the spirit of competition, from a spiritual standpoint, will always come from the spirit of jealousy and envying, the lead to need, the need to be greater. Amen? And so when we look at Esau's life, there is a story that is projected. There is truth that is embedded in scriptures that teach us is not to focus on what God has given someone else, but to focus what God has given you, because he has given every man a measure of faith, and every man must work out that measure of faith
that has been given unto him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, in Galatians, it talks about the work of the flesh. In Galatians 5:22, we know there's nine fruit of the Spirit. But prior to that, if you go back to the 16th and the 17th verse, there are 17 fruit of the flesh. And two of those are jealousy and envying. This is the root that caused the fruit to be produced in your life. Amen. Now, I want to go over to James chapter 3, because it talks about an internal warfare that goes on the inside of each of us. This is the spiritual warfare we are in battle with. You're not in battle with those outside of you. It's the battle is on the inside of you. The battle is for to win your mind. Amen. Now notice that this root of bitterness, it comes and springs forth out of your emotions. Your emotions is part of your soul. Your soul, your psyche, your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. All these episodes of feelings of jealousy and envy and strife, all of these things are part of the emotional realm of the believer. And we must save our emotions. We must save our mind. We must save our soul. Amen. Because we have power, amen, to save our soul by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said this. He says, in your patience, possess ye your soul. What caused us to possess our soul? It's patience. It's patience. The ability to wait. Even though God had made a promise and have not yet been fulfilled, it's the patience that gives us the ability, amen, to possess our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, amen, he said, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. You see, to combat the spirit of jealousy and envying is patience. Because I can hear God saying that you done observed, you have looked, you have seen other people been blessed, you've seen God promoting people, and God is moving people. But I hear the word of the Lord saying unto you, beloved, tonight you're next. I can hear God saying right now, you just get ready. Get ready and start preparing what you pray for, because you're next. Amen. Receive that right now. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're next. Amen. Amen. Tell yourself, I'm next tonight. Amen. Praise God. This is what battles and comes against the spirit of jealousy and envy, and it digs up the root of bitterness. Amen. Now, in James chapter 3, in verse 4, I saw that verse 13, reading from the King James translation, James chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. It's some very powerful meat in this part of the scripture. Amen. It says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Now, I want you to recognize knowledge. Let him show out of good conversation or manner of living his works with meekness of wisdom. Now, here's what I want you to see. He talks about here in verse 13, he talks about two elements. He talks about knowledge, and then he talks about wisdom. Amen. Knowledge is to know a thing. Wisdom is the ability to apply what you know. Here is why many people find trouble in their life, troubling, because they know the word, they know what to do, they know what to say, they have knowledge, but they lack wisdom, the ability to apply what they know. Amen? You can be full of scriptures and yet not fulfill them. You can know the scriptures, and yet they're not activated in your life. You have the ability to know, but you lack wisdom to apply what you know. Amen. I remember correcting my children, and I would tell them things and give them advice from a fatherly perspective and try to give them wisdom. Amen. Give them wisdom. And then the first thing they say, I know. I've counseled people. I know. But even though you have knowledge, yet you lack the wisdom to apply what you know. And this is why Solomon was one of the greatest men to ever walk the earth, one of the richest men to ever walk the earth, because he asked for wisdom, the ability to discern that right from wrong and to be able to judge all manner of life in his perspective, praise God. He asked for wisdom, not just to know, but the ability to apply it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for wisdom on tonight. Amen. Now it goes on to verse 14, but if you have bitter and envying, notice that word bitter, bitterness. Watch the root of bitterness, which is conveyed by envying and strife. Where? In your heart. Let not your heart be troubled, because that's where it's going to come from. Jesus said, it's not the things that go into a man that defiles him, Mark chapter 7, but he said it's the things that come out of him. And then he began to list all the things that comes out of a man, that comes out of his fleshly nature, that comes out of his ego-centered nature, amen? And there's jealousy, strife, and all of these other things that will defile and to corrupt the fruit, amen, that we will bring unto righteousness, amen? Now he says, but if you have bitter and envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. For this wisdom, this kind of wisdom, does not come from above, but it's an earthly and it's sensual and it's devilish. It's demonic, praise God. There is a wisdom that this world teaches us that is demonic, praise God. And I just want to say this, that where there is demonic activity, it will always create an environment of disorder. Wherever there is demonic activity that's taking place, wherever it may be, it will bring an environment of disorder. And the Bible says that God is not the God of disorder, but order. Amen. He is not the author of confusion, but he is the author of order. Amen. A couple more verses I want to read, and then we're going to let you go, beloved. It says, verse 16, for where envying and strife is, this is this jealousy and this envying is, there is confusion, and every evil work follows from those two. Out of envy and strife comes all the other element, negative elements that will defile and that will corrupt our crop, amen, to bring unto the Lord, amen. We have to guard our hearts because that's where it's coming from. That's what it's trying to get to, amen. Outside sources trying to get into our heart, amen. Then it goes on to say, verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, it's easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for there is the kingdom of God. God bless you on tonight. Don't allow the root of bitterness to overtake you. Guard your heart. Let not your heart be troubled. You have the power, you have the authority to guard your heart by the Holy Spirit. You have the power tonight to guard it from every negative force that tries to come against you, through you, and in you, and out of you. You have it tonight. Call upon the name of the Lord, and they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be heard, shall be delivered. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. I pray that someone has received this word on tonight from Pastor Eric Morphis on tonight. But if he delivered God's word through God's man himself, Pastor Eric Morphis has delivered a powerful word on tonight talking about bitterness. And a lot of Christians today need to hear this word because bitterness, envy and jealousy are all of the devil. They come from the enemy, the father of lies. And I just want to kind of piggyback off of his message. I can't teach or re-preach or teach what he just brought to us on today. But I'm looking at God's word here, and I kind of put jealousy and envy in the same box. Look at, if you have your Bible still open, Proverbs chapter 14. I'm looking at the King James Version of the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30 says, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." So that's why I say I can kind of put, there are two different things, but I can kind of, you can kind of tie them in together. Envy and jealousy. Because jealousy and envy are both dangerous. And guess what? Neither one of them are pleasing to God. I'm going to say that again. Jealousy and envy, bitterness, these are all dangerous things. And these are all from Satan. See, he tried to take you off your square. If you are so mixed up in your mind and you're so jealous of what God has blessed someone else with, and you think that God made a mistake and he gave it to them, see, God don't make mistakes. He blesses whom he will in his own time. So if you are being a faithful doer of God's word and you see that your neighbor or your coworker or your church member or your brother or sister in Christ is getting blessed and you seem to be working hard for the kingdom of God and your blessings don't seem to be coming, don't allow envy, don't allow jealousy, don't allow bitterness to come into your heart, because that's exactly what the enemy does. He gets the saints of God in a confused state of mind in the flesh, and they want to start talking about, or it's almost as if they're saying God made a mistake when he blessed someone else before he blessed you. God has no respect to a person. When God has promised you something, trust me, he will deliver on his word. God is a promise keeper. So we thank God for this word on tonight regarding the message for tonight from Pastor Eric Morphis, the root of bitterness. And that's a dangerous thing. And we see it more now than ever before. Also in the book of Solomon, Solomon chapter 8, verse 6 says unto us, "Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death, but jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most venomous flame." See, that's the word of God letting us know how powerful jealousy is, how powerful envy, and how powerful bitterness can be. It's letting us know it can be, in God's sight, it's rottenness to the bone. So some people take that lightly because some people are jealous or envious or they're full of bitterness. Some people, they look at it like, oh, they'll get over it. But sometimes, even some Christians never get over jealousy. They never get over bitterness. They never get over envy because they are looking at the material things of the world and they're not focused on the things of God. So that's another trick of the enemy. He wants you to look at man. He wants you to look at your neighbors and your friends and your coworkers, the members of your church, and see how God is blessing them. And then you start holding grudges. You start getting mad at them, then you start getting mad at God. Again, you think that God made a mistake. God makes no mistake. If you are a faithful doer of God's word, he knows when to bless his people. Sometimes we are not ready to receive the blessings of the Lord. So he knows when we are ready to receive the blessings, because I love that phrase, and it's very true even today. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for you, my sister, what God has for you, my brother in Christ, it is for you. Can no man steal it? Can no man take it away? Because as long as you stay faithful and committed unto God and be a faithful doer of God's word and stand on his promises by faith, knowing that he's going to come through. And now it's not always when we think he's going to come through, but he will come through, because God, again, he is a promise keeper. He has a perfect track record of keeping his promises. See, that's why I love that God is not like man. God, his eyes are in every place. He knows who's been faithful. He knows who have hidden motives or agendas. He knows those that are trying to do things to be pleasing to men pleasers, and those that are supposed to be teaching and preaching his word. He knows if you are preaching his word, but you're preaching and teaching it to a congregation or body of believers that have itching ears, and that's dangerous. So we must remember this word on tonight, the root of bitterness. God is not he do not dwell in bitterness. He do not dwell in confusion. God does everything decently and in order. And as children of God, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are to be Christ-like. We too are to be examples in the earth that others who are spiritually blind, they can see Jesus Christ in us, and they will never see any form or type of bitterness coming from us out of our mouth or our attitudes or the way we even look at one another. See, bitterness can come in a lot of different forms. Again, the enemy, he's tricky. The father of lies, he's real tricky. He's very cunning. The Bible talks about how cunning he can be, and he's still that way today. So don't let the root of bitterness cause you to not fulfill your God purpose, and not for you to receive the blessings that the Lord has in store for you with your name on it, because you're so full of bitterness that you cannot love, you cannot forgive. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to stay mad. He wants you to stay bitter, stay jealous, stay envious of one another, so that you cannot fulfill your God purpose. But we just thank God for this word on tonight, just a powerful word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this. So I thank God for Pastor Eric Morford. He always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So I pray that this word has gone forth with power on tonight, and I know it has. I know this word has been received by someone on tonight. I know that it has not gone out in vain. It's going to accomplish everything that God set forth to do, even over on tonight, over the airwaves. As we get ready to close out tonight's program, I want to continue to ask all listeners, please continue to share this worldwide ministry with others, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your ministry, so that they can tune in also and be blessed by God's word. God is using his people not only in America, but God has people everywhere that are being faithful, humble, dedicated, committed doers of his word, service ambassadors, vessels, walking and fulfilling the individual and corporate God purposes in the earth for his glory, even today. So we thank God for this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform. We thank God for Pastor Eric Morpheus. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church. For you who are living in the Michigan area, his church is located in Warren, Michigan. Pastor Eric Morpheus, if you would like to give your information out regarding your times of your service, you can. We have a few minutes. You can give out that information for anyone that may be tuning in for the first time that may be living in the Michigan area that's looking for a church home. If you could please share the information, how people can contact you and where your church is located before we go off the air, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Very briefly, would just like to say that our meeting location is at 30,000 Van Dyke Avenue in Warren, Michigan. That's at the Holiday Inn Conference Room. Our service times is at 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Our phone number where we can be reached if you need further additional information is area code 586-244-2441. That's 586-244-2441 or My additional number will be area code 419-595-0191. That's area code 419-595-0191. Or you can reach us by email at eaglewings111@yahoo.com. That's eaglewings111@yahoo.com. God bless you. Amen. And God keep you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I want you to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And guess what, listeners? I am, as soon as the Lord allows me to, I am going to go back to what I have done before, and that is open up the phone line for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, give praise reports, that God will be glorified, because he gets glory through our testimonies. Others need to know what God has done for you so that they will remember and know that what God has done for you, and because he have no respect of persons, he's able to do for others as well. So when we stand on our faith, our most holy faith in God, knowing that he is a man that cannot lie, fail, nor change, he keeps his word. So we want you to, when we give you the times that you're going to call in, you can write this number down. This is the number for the to dial into the show where you can be live so you can share your praise reports or share a testimony. The number is area code 657-383-1364. Once again, the number to call in to give praise reports and share your testimonies that will give God glory, and you will be blessed by doing it. The number is area code 657-383-1364. So we're going to do that. We're going to start doing that again, open up the phone lines for the listeners to share testimonies so that others can be blessed and that God will be glorified. And again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. I would definitely love to hear from you, get your input. If you think that there's something that can be need to be or could be added to this ministry that would give God even more glory, I would love to hear your comments and feedback. So you can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, we're going to close out tonight's show, so I'm going to ask every listener if you would please go into prayer with me once again as we get ready to go and close out for tonight's program. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy toward each one of us, even your sufficient grace, because we know that we are not worthy of them. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for his great love for you and his love for mankind, that he sacrificed his own life. He came down from glory in the form of man, a form of a baby, to pay our sin debt, man's sin debt with his own blood, his sinless blood paid our sin debt. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. And not only did he pay, but he died. He died for us. Not only did he die, he rose from the dead with the victory over hell, death, and the grave, in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. So we give you glory, honor, and praise for your Son, Jesus Christ, and all he has done for mankind through the shedding of his blood and through his rising. So we now, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to move by your Spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all we can, continue to touch, heal, and deliver the sick and afflicted all over the land, Heavenly Father. We even lift up all those that are behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, send vessels even into the prisons and to the jails and juvenile detention centers that will speak your word into the hearts and minds of those that are incarcerated, that they too will be able to be saved in Jesus' name after hearing your word, that they too who are not saved will be able to open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will even come to know and even be able to fulfill their God purposes in the earth. Even though they're behind prison bars, you can still use them for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. Again, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, you are put forward at all times. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we see, on the news, no matter what we hear on the news, what we read, we know that you are in total control at all times. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, remember and know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
From North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. For me.